Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The departure from organized religion continues to grow across the U.S. In a large-scale survey last year, more than a quarter of respondents identified as having no religion preference. This number is a big shift from the high levels of participation seen 20 years ago. In 1999, 70% of respondents in a nationwide survey conducted by Gallup said they considered themselves to be religious and belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque. In particular, Catholics and non-evangelical Protestants have lost the most followers over the last 10 years, according to the recent survey by the nonprofit organization Public Religion Research Institute. And this decline will likely continue for years, as both groups are expected to keep losing more members than they bring in. So what's leading to this mass breakup with religion? The number one reason people gave is that they stopped believing in the religion's teachings and beliefs. Another big driver was how their faith negatively viewed and treated LGBTQ plus communities. This was an especially big sticking point for younger respondents. While this decline is most striking here in the States, other countries have also seen a similar trend. South Korea, Iceland, Chile, and Singapore have all reported rising numbers of citizens identifying as non-religious. Jumping back to the U.S., the outlook for religion isn't entirely grim. Among some groups, like Jewish Americans, Black Protestants, and white evangelical Protestants, polls show higher retention rates and followers who are genuinely happy with their faith. But as society shifts, who knows what the religious landscape will look like even a decade from now? That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.